Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week, we're covering what I call parenting absolutes, some of the basic must-dos when it comes to raising children. And today I'm going to continue with the second on my list, and that is building trust. When my kids were little, I would lay on the floor on my back and get them up on my feet and then raise them into the air like they were Superman. Like most kids at that age, they had total trust that I would not drop them. But if I had, they probably wouldn't have trusted me to do it again for a long time. Herein lies the catch-22 of building trust. Parents are human and prone to make mistakes, albeit in front of their children. The problem is that, in an effort to maintain trust, many parents refuse to admit their mistake to their children, totally ignoring the fact that children are incredibly perceptive and know better. One of the wisest things a parent can do is admit their mistakes to their children and then demonstrate the proper way to handle it. I've come down very hard before on my kids for bad behavior, only to realize that I really overdid it, or maybe even said something unnecessary out of anger. Contemplating what to do, I decided to separate the two issues, so I would tell them that the discipline still stands, and then I would apologize for going overboard, being very careful to explain that just because I was wrong for my actions, it didn't negate the discipline for theirs. Now, this did three things. First, it built trust in my children for me. Secondly, it provided an opportunity to show my children how to handle a mistake. And thirdly, it made me much more careful not to lose my cool when disciplining them. If your children do not genuinely trust you, you will have a difficult time parenting them, especially in their teenage years. My kids are pretty grown up now, so I don't even trust myself to fly them around on my feet. But they know beyond a shadow of any doubt that I will always do what is best for them. So begin to apply parenting absolute number two and start building trust with your children. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.